This is CliffCentral.com.
That's how we can just quickly touch there on. Yeah, but so then are they being lazy or what?
Yeah. Because a lot of people talk a big game in terms of
and it's usually the ones that aren't doing it that are speaking the loudest and have opinions.
That's all the case. Yo. Welcome to the worst guys. You're hanging out with Mark Luli. And we're always doing the most, man. And we're doing it in the worst way.
But like, if you're not doing the most, then where do you expect to get in life then,
Mark? Hey, Austin, I don't know what it's like to be doing average, you know?
Yeah. Dude, even when... You know, I've come to realize that even when we do our, you know, basic jobs, it's still lit. Everywhere, whatever we touch turns to gold.
It's the Midas touch, bro. It's, you know, there's a theory. The Midas touch isn't something special. It's just knowing what to touch, bro.
Yeah.
Like, there's even, like, I'm sure you experience it as well at your work. Like,
and how to touch it.
Yeah. But there's ways that you find around problems or situations that nobody else would have thought of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's that, I think that Bill Gates quote, I'm paraphrasing rather, that he wants to hire a lazy person because they'll find the quickest and easiest way to get the job done, which is very true to a large extent. But that's actually not what we're here to talk about today. We're going to talk about your physical well-being, man. I know it sounds like one of those airy-fairy topics, but you know what the worst guys, we always put our twist on it. And we just talk about, you know, physical morality. Because a lot of people don't understand that there is a physical responsibility that you have, because this body is the only one.
Dog, you only get one, that's the thing.
Yeah. And you have to be as fit as possible to stay alive as long as possible. But here's the argument, all right? Here's the argument. This is kind of where I was led astray, especially when I was young and impressionable. Well, I still am. But when I was younger, in varsity, and I picked up the stupid habit that is smoking or whatever, I was always like, I can get hit by a bus and die, you know? Which is a kind of bad argument. That
I was one of those guys as well. You know, there's only one road to the lungs. Might as well tar it.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's always the most, you know, shallow-minded one that speaks the loudest, that always has but my opinion is right.
Yeah.
You know, kind of vibe. But, like, your physical health, bro, it trickles out into all aspects of your life, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, if you are physically healthy, all right, you're eating well, you're training well, like, you're just maintaining a healthy lifestyle, you have a fresher mindset, you know? When you feel good, you do good. When you do good, like, life is just lit, dude. Everything has a ripple effect to it. There can only be good.
All right. So what would you suggest to combat laziness in that respect? Because obviously that's a part that people struggle with, is getting up in the morning and actually... Because a lot of the times, especially if you're a working person, you're going to have to get up 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock to squeeze it in. That's how dedicated you'd have to be, whatever your exercise routine might be.
Yeah.
So how would you advise those people? What would you say about that?
It's just got to be a decision you make. Yeah. Once you've made the decision, that then means you've committed to yourself. Like, alright, cool, let somebody else down, but you let down yourself. You know what I'm saying? If the minute you decide you're going to do it, just commit to it, right?
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, the implementation of it, I know some days you get your off day, but keeping that end goal in mind, you know?
I think it's also to always hop back on. You know, a lot of the times when people are on a routine or whatever the case might
be, they feel stagnant.
No. They go. And as soon as they drop one day or fall, they're like, I fucked it up. It's going to have to take another 2 weeks for me to get back onto this train. Let me go have a beer. You know, it's a mentality that once you've lost it, you can't get it back. And I think you definitely can get it back if you actually just go back onto the train afterwards. You know, I find this a lot with meditation, because you're trying to meditate every single day. If you hop off a day, although you're trying to get it every day, it doesn't mean your whole skill that you've built over this time is lost. Just do it again.
Matter of fact, you bounce back stronger.
Yeah, 100%. You really, really do.
Like, maybe give it a week, you'll get back to that place where you were, right? Mm-hmm. A week or two. Anything beyond that, you are then further improving upon what you had.
Yeah.
So the only thing, even when you do bounce back, you do grow even more than you had before.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. And I wanna pick up on this idea that you actually influence the rest of your life when you're physically fit. Because like I was a skinny waist man, smoking weed all the time, man, not doing no exercise, man, chandering after 15 minutes of soccer. But then I started firstly doing things by myself in the crib, you know, small things, just push-ups. Yeah, yeah, things that use my own body weight, squats, you know, just making sure I get the form right.
Fundamentals.
Dog, and I don't know why, but it seems like, actually I do know why, work begets more work. Whatever you're doing is building up for more of what you are wanting to do.
Yeah.
So I feel like that led me to somebody who is going to take me to a place where I can up my game in terms of physicality. I went to this boxing and like, it's still intense in terms of like the squats that we have to do, but I've been working my legs this whole time and I've been working my body this whole time. It feels like
you prepared
yourself for this. I have a little bit of an advantage above all the other newcomers. Like, yeah, so look at these guys. They're not... See, and this is going to lead you to something else. And I can tell you something about it. It's helped so much with my performances. You know, just being fit on stage. Here, performing on stage is a heavy, heavy fitness program. Not necessarily comedy. In fact, sometimes comedy. How many times up there in Giovanni's do you get so involved that you end up sweating?
You know, there was research done that proves that inactivity of your lower limbs leads to a stunted development.
Oh, that's why I'm growing taller and taller. People ask me at old boys, why are you getting taller? It's because I've been walking, Nico. I've been walking.
You know, it stunts your growth. I'm not necessarily just talking about like physical growth in your size and everything, but like mentally. And your nervous system, your brain, everything like that. You know what I'm saying?
I think
internally,
it's one of the best ways to get to clear your head and
exactly.
to have the best ideas. And that's why Bo Huawei and Samsung and them, they're forcing us to do 10,000 steps. Because I think, yeah, there's way more benefits to walking than there are to running. Hey, running.
No, that I can put a stamp on it and say, yes, this is certified Battleverse, guys.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Have you got an accredited bodybuilder? Unalidi medal, man.
Yeah.
So please don't come at us with your bullshit. Yeah. If you want to fight, go fight with Beyonce. All right. Because we don't give a shit.
But see, that's the thing. Like, people, I think another reason why people not take it for granted, but it's hard to have it as a lifestyle, it's because it's not easy to maintain.
Yeah, yeah, that's another thing as well. It's expensive, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're shooting for a particular body type. What do you do on a low budget? Let's say I can't afford a gym. Because this was my thing. Okay, I did small kinesthetic things, but I was still like dying by the time I got to the boxing because the people in there were hella real. You know what I'm saying? They've been running. I've just been doing cheap, cheap, cheap. So now...
Then you, with whatever you resources you have, there are ways in which you can up your intensity. Have you done side-to-side push-ups? Have you done one side elevated, the other side...
Burpees.
You know what I'm saying? There's always more that you can do.
100%, that's true. And just in terms of food from my side, because I've had to experience it, because, yeah, I've been rocking the skinny boy swag, but y'all don't know, big men's inside, guys. And I'm still going to be buff and do Creed 3. You'll see that. You'll see it. But, like, I've found that itanga, butternut is very, very affordable and healthy. Sweet potato is like probably your best bet, especially most people are looking to lose weight, but if you're looking to gain the pounds, back on some muscle, chow some sweet potato. There's nothing more valuable in a broke man's house than pap. Gaisins, let me tell you about pap, all right? Ekseni, you khoi the pap, you make a porridge. Now, the porridge is gang. You're having at least 3-4 bowls of that porridge. Kak nice, even hella warm. Then, you soma khoi for supper. You khoi a nice stiff pap with beans and gravy, dog. Like, it doesn't, like, I'm talking broke man's pap.
Like, when you got no meat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you make the sashebo come alive.
Yeah, yeah. But on payday, flourish with some T-bone, flourish with some coleslaw, enjoy
yeah,
your life.
Yeah, so you don't even say just some young boss. You go
yeah,
straight T-bone. Jeez,
no,
bro.
On payday, you must live less. Treat yourself. Treat yourself. Okay.
Never but know, anyway. This could be the last meat I eat in my life.
Exactly. No, all right, so that's pap. And then you can eat that for lunch the next day as well. So that's a damn good investment. Rice just disappears. And then what is it about noodles? What's the nutritional value of noodles? Because I eat quite a lot of that. And it's also quite a young student-y meal. What is the nutritional value there? Is it just straight up bullshit?
To a certain degree, it is.
But there's starch. Which is good, no? But you don't want too much stars.
Hey, you see, now you're pressing the ball upon me to give you the answer. And
yeah,
I got
yeah,
the answer.
So sorry.
You know. And this, let me tell you the reason why, right? Honestly speaking.
Yeah.
There's a, like there's a thing called, your maintenance calories, right?
Mm.
Say you were in a coma state. The doctors give you... probably like they feed your system a drip or something that gives you a certain amount of calories to keep you alive. Those are your coma calories, all right? Those are your maintenance calories,
all
right? If you continue eating that amount of calories and remain inactive, you won't grow and you won't lose size. We're just basically trying to keep you alive. So you eat below that with training, you will obviously then... going to be in a deficit, which means you'll be starting to lose weight. All right, whilst
course,
training,
okay, mate,
yeah, and then you add to the value of your maintenance calories. That'll then give you, you know, a surplus. So you're starting to gain now. You get what I'm saying? Basic mathematics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now, I just go on the basic laws and rules of making sure you hit your macros, nutrients, you know, your calorie count in the day. If I'm supposed to be eating, for example, say 2,500 as my macros, my maintenance, and I start eating 3,000 just to make sure that I'm starting to gain, you know, I don't give a damn if half of those calories come from a tub of ice cream. Nigga,
I
got my calories, you know what I'm saying?
I see, I
and I'm
see.
Working them off. And that's exactly how I feel. So if somebody... wants to eat noodles, I'm going to let you eat noodles.
If you
count your calories.
Count your calories.
How
do you know
your
maintenance calories?
There are a lot of applications online that can help you calculate.
It'll probably do with your body weight in general.
You know, body weight, age,
height,
sex as well.
Okay. So now I want to get into the idea of medicine, because the reason why we actually came up with this topic is because we got sick, a little bit sick, but this is not usual. I don't get sick very often and I get pretty upset. I'm like, you know, I'm one of those guys. But then also one thing happened. I was one of those tough folks. Yo, I never broken a bone in my life. Huh? I mean, high school, somebody was chasing me. I just slip and fall and twist my wrist the wrong way. Broken arm. I was like, fuck. Now I can never say this again. Damn it.
No, I've never broken a bone in my body.
Okay, touch some wood. Good boy, otherwise it's gonna come for you.
Hey dog, all I got is wood attached to me.
Listen to this guy.
I woke up with the wood.
all right. So modern medicine, right? And the degree to which I believe it actually contributes to the problem is real. I genuinely feel when you're suffering from a normal cold or flu symptom, you should let your body fight it.
Yeah.
Your body is very capable. It just has to get sick. You know, but even when you inject yourself with a what you call it? What's that thing that vaccination, they give you the virus, so you still experience those flu symptoms. So why not just experience them when they're actually happening to you, and then your immune system becomes stronger from that, you know, it's built on from that.
Sure.
Do you know that's what I'm saying is the cheap medical aid. But what do you think about actual medical aid? How much it costs? Whether it's actually helping or looking to build society, or are cancer medicines actually just to make money?
You see, here's my thing on that whole cold flu shit, the vaccination, just letting your body deal with it. Yeah, cool. If that's what you want to do, but you never know what form you got the bug.
Mm.
You could have always been getting it, you know, sub level 10, you know, and then, yo, no, I've never broken a bone in my body. You know, and you don't take any medication or anything like that. Then the one day it just catches you off guard with a level 50 and your body's just not ready for it, my boy. It catches you with your sinuses. It catches you with your throat. It catches you with a congested chest. Like everything is, you can't breathe, my nigga. You can't swallow nothing. Nothing's working.
I know that sickness.
You get what I'm saying? You're basically bedridden. Are you still going to let your body ride it
out? No, hell no.
Exactly.
So now I must get
So there's the levels to this shit as well.
Yeah.
So at what point do you stop relying on... Because I'm also one of those niggas. I'm trying to let my body handle it and take natural things. Like I drink... When I'm sick, when I feel I'm getting sick, I drink a hell of a lot of green tea. You know, just flush out whatever it is that's in my body. And generally speaking, like I'd say... 7 out of 10 times it works. But there's those 3 motherfucking times when this thing just catches me at level motherfucking 50.
And you have to get out antibiotics.
Yes, dude. The other time I was on the drip, and let me tell you something. Medical aid is so nice because they put you straight on that drip, dog. That thing doesn't waste time.
Yeah,
it doesn't say tomorrow. It doesn't say later. It says now. Now. If I had a drip in my house... Goddamn.
You wouldn't leave.
Goddamn.
Yeah,
this show wouldn't be happening right now.
No, but do you think that in general, pharmaceutical companies are... I think they either really don't understand the human body and how to fix problems when they arise.
Yeah.
Or they just kind of fix it and make sure they give you just enough... So you can come back, or that you have to come back.
Dude, this may be a topic for another day, but I truly believe that the world is overpopulated and people have the cure for a lot of these diseases which we deem to be like the most deadliest, but the cure.
The cure for Ebola is chilling somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody has it, and it's probably some midget kid that... You know, the Secret Services of America have paid not to distribute.
Yeah.
He's had to change his whole life because now they know he came up with the formula and they had to do, you know, basic things to hide him away, all right? The formula is out there to cure. But these are just measures put in place so that we can make sure that we kept.
So there's population control. That's
yes, dude. Niggas die of cancer every day.
Yeah.
How much awareness, how much more awareness do we need? Like, Oaks,
the boxes smoking can kill you. And Oaks
like,
still
I've been knowing cancer's around. I've been knowing AIDS is around. I've been knowing Ebola's around. Like, how much more awareness do we need?
You see?
And then these all add up to the distractions that are out there. Of what's happening out there in the world.
And just to wrap this topic up, you know, we talk about virtue signalers and the people who like chatting, even though they're not really involved. What about fat shaming? Because I think fat shaming is completely valuable. Whenever you're a pup anything, I should be able to call you out. If my tire is flat, it means it's not working as well as a tire that isn't.
Okay, fine, valid, all right? However... I also thought the same thing. Dog, there are conditions that one has. There are certain medical conditions that just have you offsides and now you've got a body condition. Like an anorexic chick. Are you going to tell an anorexic chick that, yo, you just need to hit the gym?
No, but there's a big difference between a disease. That's an actual illness.
Yeah, and you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying people who are not ill, like thickly onset, let's take her for example, because she always gets shots. Is that like, can I not say you're fat?
Okay, dude, you can. That's the thing.
Yeah, but
you
am I wrong to assume if she's not fat?
Yes, that's the thing you're doing, though. You're assuming. There you go.
I can see her, though.
Yeah,
I'm not
you can
assuming
see
anything.
Her.
I can see
So now, but here's the thing. We don't know what her story is in terms of if there's any medical condition behind it. But I'm saying...
But so now I must look for everybody's excuse for why they're in this shitty position in the inn. Like a hobo. Like, I don't know the story why you're a hobo. So now I ain't gonna call you a hobo.
No. Here's my thing. Do you know when I do call them out?
When?
When they come up to you on some, I don't like the way my body looks. Okay, do something about it.
Mm.
But as long as you minding your business, doing your things, and I'm minding my business, doing my things, and you ain't trying to have chats that are negative about, yeah, no, I don't like this and this, then I'm not going to tune you. I'm not going to give you that real cold facts of like, hey, man, shape yourself up. You know, it's even hard to tell a female that, dog. Like, at what, as friends, first of all, and then as an intimate couple, where, at what stage?
Yeah. No, dog, just say, are you happy with yourself? That's my first.
Is you happy?
Is he happy? Is like, what so would this you say?
This you.
Yeah. So what I'm saying about that is that we shouldn't lie to each other or about ourselves to make ourselves feel good.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't change anything. Dog, I'm gonna call a fat person fat for the rest of my life. I ain't saying, no, she's thick boned. You fat, dog. And if you're not fat, then you're not fat. If you're pretty, then you're pretty. If you ugly, then you're ugly. If you're a bitch, you're a bitch. If you're a hoe, you're a hoe. You know what I'm saying? If you're a nigger, you're a nigger.
Still nigger,
dog. I'm calling everybody out on everything. And fuck this veil of softness, bitchiness that we've tried to come out with these days. Because it's bullshit. This world is hard and it's real. And we must
That's the thing. It's not. I don't take the onus, though. I put the onus on that person.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? That's basically what I'm doing. So we're on the same boat. I do the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not going to shoot a shot at somebody that's just minding their own business that has chosen this is the life I want to live.
Okay, if I hear
you. You've chosen, and I can see, Thick Leonce has chosen that life.
Yeah.
She represents that life. And she's doing well for herself.
100%.
So now by shaming her, that's shaming her whole success.
Okay, no, I can hear you on that. But I'm going to call a spade a spade.
All I'm saying
And it ain't nothing to do with me.
Those words,
I didn't make
for
those
sure.
words. Yeah,
dog,
yeah.
Do you, dog? I ain't never stop no man from doing themselves, dog.
I
will also stand up for the people who are just minding their own business.
Yeah. Like that guy, I don't know if you see that video trending of him doing gym work, Spooks Fat Oak. But he's in the gym. I'm like, yes, do it, dog.
Yeah.
Do it. It looks absolutely ridiculous, it's dope.
The same way when I see somebody doing fucked up form in the gym. You know, I'm not gonna say some shit about him unless I'm also willing to go say to him, yo dude, you're doing this wrong, can I just advise you how to do it? If he's fully happy, he hasn't asked anybody for assistance on how to do that thing, hey man, let that man live.
All right, let's get into some news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. You know the truth. There's actually only two real big stories that we're going to discuss. But you know what we do here at The Words, guys. We speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
Yes, sir.
One more penny, at it again. Read about it. Extra, please grab young fella.
All right. So two big stories, right? Obviously, the Zimbabwean elections. This is something that is unprecedented in Zimbabwe ever since Mugabe left. So the race is quite wild. ZANU-PF out there in the game. Mnangagwa looks like he's leading Emmerson. What else do we got? I don't know. How do you feel about Zimbabwe getting elections for the first time?
It's weird.
It is weird. It's like we need one country in Africa with a hella dope dictator. Because we must write books about this man Mugabe, bro.
Otherwise, all African nations are going to be democracy.
Why? Guys, didn't you learn from the white people? Didn't you learn? Are they not on top?
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
It's not inside. It's on top.
Yes, Mugabe knew. That's what he did with his 7 degrees. He knew. What's happening? But anyway, Zimbabwe's got freedom. It's coming tomorrow.
Arara.
Did you rate us as back as the first time we voted after apartheid?
I don't know. I'm sure South Africa's population decreased by a great amount just for a short while so people can go back home and vote.
Then they came back.
I heard gardeners are taking leave. You know, kitchen staff are taking leave, waiters are taking leave.
There's nobody in the service industry.
You know, that's why the taxi price went up right now.
Yeah,
you know?
They need to fill out those taxis.
It's deep now, you know.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, I think the announcement is today about who won. I'm not 100% sure, we'll double check that. But anyway, we'll find out soon enough, and it'll be interesting to see who is going to be the first democratically elected party to lead Zimbabwe. This is groundbreaking. This is historical. So I'm actually keen to see the results. And then the next story, which is another important one, which has been a hot topic in South Africa, land expropriation without compensation. It is now going to be amended into the constitution officially, which is wild, which is really, really wild. I'm still not sure about the exact processes that will lead to getting the actual land back and what is going to be done afterwards. But this is the case. The ANC is going with it. And to be honest, I just think it's a bit towards the 2019 elections. They know they have to win people back, and they know this is an easy way to get people back. So I think that's the only motivation. So we'll see how it actually works out. I'm not worried, but I'm not like keen. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you.
Because taking something from people that is not your own is never good. Stealing is bad. Okay. But that's what we think about that. We don't know what you think. But if you do have any opinions, you can always hit us up on social media. Hit us up on the_worstguys on Twitter. Instagram, we're just the worst guys. And Facebook, we're the worst guys. We're going to now wrap out with a worst guys cipher. As we do every single week, we make a track on the spot. On the spot, and sometimes there's adverts before, but still, we do it just for you, yo. The worst guy cipher. Oh, we gotta get it plugged in there first. Yeah. You know, we're experiencing some technical difficulties.
Yo, Menz is not focused. What's going on?
All right.
How about?
Let's see if it comes in. All right, should we start again? One more time. Yeah.
Take me down. Hey, yeah. Hey, motherfucker, I'm ill, not sick.
Oh, hey, ill, not sick.
Motherfucker,
I'm ill, not sick.
Hey, I'm ill, not okay. I ain't got no medical aid, hey, but I got paid. Hey, then I got sick. Oh shit, now I gotta say to the doctor, give me some medicine. Maybe codeine, maybe some lean, maybe some weed, something for me just to get elevated so heavenly. Hey, how you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good because I don't give a fuck about the sickness. Because I'm so ill, I am the witness.
Real?
I am the killer. Hey. I am the cancer.
Hey.
You wanna bet on me? You better have your money in your pocket because I don't dance.
Hey.
All I do is preach to my people like I'm in class. Cause I'm class A, I'm A1, and I'll never always be the one, but I'll always stunt and I'll always run because I got the guns in my muscles, hun. So
hey,
I'ma keep fighting, I keep living, I keep strifing, and I'm living.
You're living, you're killing the women.
Hey.
And everybody's been checking us out on the social media streets, Instagram and FB. Hey, they see me, hurry HAB, and they see that I just hit KKK on the Instagram streets.
Oh.
I got 4 digits followers. Please,
oh, you're
don't
an influencer now. Influencer. Everybody wanna be in your crowd. I mean, that means you're almost famous. Look at these other dudes, man.
Man,
they're
I'm about
lamest.
To blow up. I'm about to erupt like a volcano. Everybody fucking know
like
how the worst
guy. Like a volcano. Everybody know it's hot. Everybody know we drop and we never ever stop.
Man, I never stop.
Lot.
I do it a lot. I never stop. I go TikTok like the clock. I do what it do. I never just watch the clock. I do what I do, I never just watch the clock.
Cause I'm ill,
hey.
Not sick. I'm ill,
motherfucker.
Not sick,
hey.
I'm ill, not sick,
motherfucker.
I'm ill, not sick,
hey.
Yeah. It's the worst gay cipher. Wake up. We hope you had a good time.
Obvious.
Just like we did.
Always.
We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.